In that assembly were many learned scholars, The two brothers, Hanani and Gobadiah, were also greatly learned. Haridasya Gunasabe Kahi Panchamukhe Shriya Tadunibai Haila Bhadi Madasuke. Everyone there began to speak of Haridas Thakur's great qualities as if they had five mouths. Hearing this, both brothers were extremely happy. Tina Laksha Nam Thakur Kari Nakartana Namira Mahima Utaila Pandita Gana. It was mentioned in the assembly that Haridas Thakur chanted the holy names of Krishna 300 times a day. Thus, all the learned scholars began to discuss the glories of the holy name. Keha Bale Nama Haite Hayapapakshaya Keha Bale Nama Haite Jivera Mokshaya. Some of them said, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is freed from the reactions of all sinful life. Others said, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, a living being is liberated from material bondage. Haridas Kahina Nami, a doing Palamaya, Namira Pale Krishna Pade, Prema Upajaya. Haridas Thakur protested. These two benedictions are not the true result of chanting the holy name. By actually chanting the holy name without offenses, one awakens his ecstatic love for the lotus feet of Krishna. Evavrata Swafi Anamakartya Jatanurago Pritachita Uchai Hasakito Rotati Roti Gayati Unmadavan Ritiayati Lokabhaya. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants like a madman, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. For an explanation of this verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, chapter 2, verse 14. One may consult chapter 7, text 94 of the Adi Veda. Amsangi Palaname Mukti Papa Nasha Tara Drishtanta Yaiche Surya Yakakasha. Liberation and extinction of the reactions of sinful life are two concomitant byproducts of chanting the holy name of the Lord. An example is found in the gleams of morning sunlight. Amha Samphara Akila Sakrid Udaya Eva Sakara Lokasya Taraniri Matimira Jamatiyam Jayati Jagan Mangala Hariyarama. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. Therefore, this verse is found in the Padyamali, verse 16. Padyamali is a collection of verses from all different types of sources, compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami. Eishno kira artikara panditira gana sava sabe kake tumikaha arta vivara. After reciting this verse, Haridas Thakur said, O learned scholars, please explain the meaning of this verse. But the audience requested Haridas Thakur, it is better for you to explain the meaning of this important verse. Haridas Kahina Gaiche Surya Yam Daya Udayana Haite Haite Arame Tamira Kshana Kshana. Haridas Thakur said, as the sun begins to rise, even before visible, it dissipates the darkness of the night. It is perhaps a little ironic or interesting that the sun is just rising right at this moment. So we have already experienced all this which has been described so far. Chola Preta Rakshasadi Vayahaya Nasha Udaya Haile Dharma Karima Adi Parakasha. With the first glimpse of sunlight, fear of thieves, ghosts and demons immediately disappears. And when the sun is actually visible, everything is manifest, and everyone begins performing his religious activities and regulative duties. Aiche Namo Daya Rambe Papa Direkshaya Udaya Kaile Krishna Pade Haya Premo Daya. Similarly, the first hint that offenseless chanting of the Lord's holy name has awakened dissipates the reactions of sinful life immediately. And when one chants the holy name offenselessly, one awakens to service in ecstatic love at the lotus feet of Krishna. Mukti tucha palahaya nama pasa hante. Liberation is the insignificant result derived from a glimpse of awakening of offenseless chanting of holy name. So here, Haridas Thakur says, Mukti tucha pala. Pala means fruit, of course. And tucha, just as we were singing the other night, Akabe itai chant, Harinakabe. Samsara basana on kabe tucha kabe. When will we get the mercy of Lord Vijayananda? Because when we do, then samsara basana, all the impressions made by our long, long life in the cycle of samsara, all that accumulated reaction and so many impressions and effects from living this material world for a long, long time, that will all become tucha, just insignificant, just negligible. You don't even have to worry about it, just like nothing, really. So mukti, tucha power, in terms of results, fruits, obtained through the chanting of the holy names, then this particular result of becoming even completely liberated, totally liberated, to the point where one could go out of the material world altogether. But that phala, that fruit of mukti is considered, Haridas Thakur says, it's just tucha. It's nothing. It's there. It's not that it doesn't exist. It does exist, but it is just not worthy of any consideration at all, really. No importance. You could just be totally overwhelmed on all practical purposes. Brihamana Vena Grina Putro Pachavita Ajamiro Pyagatana Kimuta Shraneya Grina. While dying, Ajami chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Narayan. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? This is Srimad Bhagavatam 6-49. Ye mukti bhakta narayaya, se krishna chaitanya. Liberation, which is unacceptable for a pure devotee, is always offered by Krishna without difficulty. Sarvokya sarshi sarupya sami pyai katwa akhuta diyamana nagrina ti vinama sevana jana. My devotees do not accept sarvokya sarshi sarupya sarupya or oneness with me, even if I offer these liberations in preference to serving me. This verse is spoken by Lord Kapila, an avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:29-15. It's quoted also as one of the special theme verses in one section of Bhaktivinoda Sutta. And now, fortunately, one person of rather questionable character is about to try to interject with some rather foolish opposing thought. Gopala Chakravarti Nama Ekajana Majuma Dera Gare Se Arinda Pradhana. At the house of Hiranya Nandoda Majumadana, a person named Gopal Chakravarti was officially the chief tax collector. They, I think, were in that business, collecting taxes. So they had various representatives. So it's fortunate that he objected in the sense that it allowed the point that Harris Tucker was making to come out even more vividly than just through his explanation. Of course, that was already very powerful, very enlightening and wonderful. But through this incident of this Gopal Chakravarti objecting to the statements of Harris Tucker, we are fortunate that the understanding becomes even more clear. But he was not so fortunate, as we find out. Gode Rani Patsaha Age Ananda Ananda Giri Kari Vara Raksha Mudra Se Patsara Tari Vara. This Gopal Chakravarti lived in Bengal. His duty as chief tax collector was to collect 1,200,000 coins to deposit in the treasury of the emperor. Parama Sundara Pandit Nutana Yovana Namabhase Mukti Shuni Nahairasa Mana. He had handsome bodily features and he was learned and youthful, but he could not tolerate the statement that simply by glimpsing the awakening of the Lord's holy name one can attain liberation. Vaishnavas strictly follow the directions of the Shastras regarding how one can be liberated simply by a slight awakening of pure chanting of the holy name. Maya gardens cannot tolerate the statements of the Shastras about how easily liberation can be achieved. For, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 12 prime, klesho dikadaraste shamavyakta saptachetasa. Impersonalists must work hard for many, many things, and only then will they perhaps be liberated. Vaishnavas know that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord offenselessly, one attains liberation as a byproduct. Thus there is no need to endeavor separately for liberation. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Mukti Swayam Mukun. Mukti svaya mukuni tanjana sevati sma. Liberation stands at one's door, ready to render any kind of service, if one is a pure devotee with unflinching faith and reverence. But this, the Mayavadis cannot tolerate. Therefore, the Arinda Pradana, chief tax collector, although very learned and handsome, could not tolerate the statements of Haridas Thakur. So of course this is a very important point and a very well known point. Bhukti Bhukti Smriha Nahi is one of those in Bhaktivinoda. That Bhukti and Bhukti, liberation and sense gratification, they are just like two witches. Just two witches, we all know what this idea of witch means, some ghastly, very mean and foul type of powerful person. Yes. So Bhukti and Bhukti, they're considered two witches. That they put some spell on people's minds. So people think that, oh, this sense gratification, bhukti, this is very nice. Actually, it is not very nice. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says it's simply a source of distress and pain. But somehow those people's minds are bewitched, and they think it's very nice. And similarly, bhukti. Even people who've been able to give up bhukti, sense gratification, with a view to advancing beyond that level. But even they become bewildered and captured by the spell of this idea of becoming liberated. So these are two dangerous things for anyone, but particularly for devotees. We don't want to get confused by again getting caught up in the idea that if I gratify my senses, then I'll be happy, and therefore I should take up that way of life again. No, we've already left that behind. So we should try to leave it behind once and for all, and not just hold on some fleeting remembrances of what it was like, or some fleeting hopes of what it could be like, or could have been like. Just try and put it behind once and for all. But that can only be done through full engagement in devotional service, not just through some sentiment that, oh yes, I will give up all of these things. No, it's not like that. But more on a solid platform of full engagement in devotional service based on the offenseless chanting of the holy names. Then to become free from that sense gratification, then it's not difficult. And even to become free from that attraction to liberation is also not difficult, because one will gradually get more and more taste, transcendental taste, for this very wonderful, sweet chanting of the holy names. But the Mayavadis, of course, who only consider liberation and mukti worthwhile, they don't like this whole idea. Then you just chant the holy names and you get something to happen. Grunahara Bali say, Sarashavacha, Bhavu Kira Siddhanta Shuna, Pandi Kira Ganana. This young man, Gopal Chakravarti, became very angry upon hearing the statements of Haridas Thakur. He immediately criticized him. Oh, essentially learned scholars, he said, just hear the conclusion of the emotional devotee. So, he is trying to minimize Haridas Thakur. He is just some sentimental fanatic who has become emotionally carried away. But actually doesn't really understand this clearly. It is only us jnanis who know all the Vedas and particularly the paths to do with liberation. It's only us who understand. Kuti Janme, Ramagyane, Ye Mukti Naya, E Kahe, Namabase, Se Mukti Naya. After many millions upon millions of births, when one is complete in absolute knowledge, one still may not attain liberation. Yet this man says that one may attain it simply by the awakening of a glimpse of the Holy. Haridasa kahena kahena karaha samshaya shastre kahe nama vase matre mukti haya. Haridasa Thakur said, why are you doubtful? The revealed scriptures say that one can attain liberation simply by a glimpse of a fixless chanting of the holy name. Bhakti sukha age mukti ati tucha haya Atahedo Bhaktagane Mukti Nahi Maya. For a devotee who enjoys the transcendental bliss of devotional service, liberation is most insignificant. Therefore, pure devotees never desire to achieve liberation. Twaksakshat Karabhavada Vishnudabdi Statasime Sukhani Ghosh Nadayate Brahman Yaki Jagat Guru. My dear Lord, O Master of the Universe, since I have directly seen you, my transcendental bliss has taken the shape of a great ocean. Being situated in that ocean, I now realize all other so-called happiness, including even Brahmananda, to be like the water contained in the hoofprint of a cow. This is from Haribhakti Suradaya, 1436. Vipurkai Namavase Yadi Mukti Naya Tabe Tomar Nakakati Karahanis Chaya. Gopal Chakravarti said, if one is not liberated by Namavase, then you may be certain that I shall cut off your nose. The debate is getting more heated. But we don't really take our debates to this level. Although we've been debating. Haridas Kahele Nadi Namabhase Mukti Naya Tabe Ama Nakakatimu E Sudishchaya. Then Haridas Thakur accepted the challenge offered by Gopal Chakravarti. If by Namabhas liberation is not available, he said, certainly I shall cut off my own nose. You won't have to do it for me. Shri Sabha San Ute Karihaha Kam Maju Mada Se Vipa Karila Karilatikara only had Govardhan Vajradhan, both immediately chastised the Brahmin tax collector. By Purhitatari, Kariyavatsana, Gatapatiya, Gurukatuni, Bhakti Kanajana. The priest named Balaramacharya chastised the Vajradhan. You are a foolish magician, he said. What do you know about the devotional service of the Lord? Now what? The philosophy enunciated by the Mayavadis is called Gatapatiya philosophy. According to this philosophy, everything is one, everything is earth, and therefore anything made of earth, such as different parts, is also the same earth. Such philosophers see no distinction between a pot made of earth and the earth itself. Since Gopal Chakravarti is a Gatapatiya magician, a gross materialist, what can he understand about the transcendental devotional service of the Lord? So there is a difference. In the clay pot, you can put water and drink, but if you put some water on a pile of earth, you can't get the same useful result. So it's not just all one thing. Haridas Thakura Tuni, Kaina, Kaini Apana, Saranasha Abe Tora, Nahabe Kanyana. You have insulted Haridas Thakura. Thus there will be a dangerous position for you. You should not expect anything auspicious. Shuni Haridasa Tabe, Matiyacha Vina, Majuma Dara Sevi Great, Yaga Kamiya. Then Haridas Thakur went up to me, and the Majuma Daras, that the masters of Gopal Chakravarti, immediately dismissed Gopal Chakravarti from his service. Samasaite Haridas, Samasaite Haridas, Haridacha Rane, Haridas Asi Kami, Madhura Vachani. With all the members of the assembly, the two Majumadars fell on the lotus feet of Haridas Thakura. Haridas Thakura was smiling, however, and he spoke with a sweet voice. Tomasava dosha nahi e akya brahma, tara dosha nahi tara, tarka nishna mana. None of you are at fault, he said. Indeed, even this ignorant so-called Brahman is not at fault, for he is accustomed to dry speculation and logic. Tarakira Gojaranani na mera mahatva, kota haite janini se, e samatapa. One cannot understand the glories of the holy name simply by logic and argument. Therefore this man cannot possibly understand the glories of the holy name. Yaragara Krishna Kari Kushila Samara Amarasa Mande Dukha Namuka Ka. All of you may now go to your homes. May Lord Krishna bestow his blessings upon you all. Do not be sorry because of my being insulted. Tabe se Haridasa Ijadari Vaida, se Brahmane Ijadwara, Mana. Then Haridas Majumada went to his home and ordered that Gopal Chakravarti not be admitted therein. Tina Dina Vitari se Vikrera Kushka Ati Ucha Nasa Tara Galaya Pati. Within 3 days, that Brahman was attacked by leprosy. And as a result, his highly raised nose melted away and fell off. Champaka Kalisama Hasti Hasta Padanguli Kokada Harila Sava Kushne Vedagala. The Brahman's toes and fingers were beautiful, like golden colored champak buds. But because of leprosy, they all withered and gradually melted away. much about to come. Hari Dasa Prashamsi Tare Kari Namaskar. See the condition of Gopal Chakravarti. Everyone was astonished. Everyone praised the influence of Hari Dasa Tare and offered him obeisances. Yadyapi Hari Dasa Vipre Dosha Nan Aina Tatami Shvaratale Palam Jani. Although the various titles of Rasha did not take seriously the Brahman's offense, the Supreme Personality of Godhead could not tolerate it, and thus he made the Brahman suffer. Sri Radha 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 Radha